Three snacks.
I'm an Italian robot.
I'm an Italian robot. What the fuck did you say, Adam? Gummy snacks. I was eating gummy snacks in the last recording.
Oh.
I just looked at them because I was trying to think of something to say. They were a great value and probably filled with all sorts of bad stuff I shouldn't be eating.
Yeah.
Most
what are you going to do, though?
It's not a great value at all for my health.
Okie dokie. So we have Adam, the gummy snacks man, playing Terrence.
Mm-hmm.
I am IG-88.
That's right. And we have Adrian, the German snacks man, playing IG-88.
I'm Terrence Rex.
Excellent.
That's pretty good, man. That's really good.
You
should do lizard people more often. That was really good.
I'm doing a lizard person right now.
I love it.
Yeah, okay, last time you guys, you went back to, he stopped and you found that guy on the side of the road again, and you gave him some water and decided he's going to be your cook.
Mm-hmm. Dan.
The waterman.
Dan, the waterman. And then you went back to Warren, and Butch, and you talked to Butch some more, and he told you about another horseman leader named Valkyrie and a lady who's a little unhappy with things, the way things are going.
Oh, yes.
And then you decided to have him join your team too. So you're sending him back. Then you took a night at the police station again.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to send him and Dan back to Ashburn on your bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are going to go do something.
Yes. Is that right?
Totally random question. Okay. But do we know what does the horseman have a symbol, right?
Yeah.
Like a logo?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
It's probably like, I don't know, probably like a horse or something. Okay. Maybe like four horses running out of like the, of a roadway or something.
Are they like intricate drawings or are
running
they just
at
like
the screen? It's probably not, it's like kind of like, you know, probably not too crazy, but it's like, you know, kind of nice. They kind of like try to make like a nice embroidery, probably got somebody embroidering them for them or something, stitching them onto people's shirts.
We've killed some horsemen since this whole thing started, right?
Yeah, there's a couple you killed early on.
And Butch is a horseman, yes?
Check. That's true.
Okay, cool.
I have another random question.
Yeah?
Do bees have dicks?
Yeah, that's what they sting you with.
Yep.
That's why
good argument.
That's why they die when they sting you, because then they're like, oh, fuck, my dick's going, might as well just kill myself.
Oh no, my dick, it fell off.
Yeah, they have meat dicks.
Science.
So, we learned that the Site 17 is southwest of Warren?
Newport.
Out in the desert. Newport?
Out in the desert.
At the bottom.
To the west.
That's west of
Newport. That's on the map that you guys have, that's fucked up. Don't look at Newport
so
at the bottom of the map.
To the deserts where my home is.
Yeah, when Terrence's little spoken of cave in the mountains or in the hills.
So we're currently in Warren, and we have to take these buttholes back to Ashburn. Well, no, they're going to drive themselves back to Ashburn.
Yeah. You guys had a heart to heart with Butch, and he's like, "Yeah, you know, you guys fucking you spared me here in town, so even though you screwed me over, kidnapped me in the first place." But he's like, I won't take off. you can't trust."
One more question. I'm just getting things mixed up. The people, the blockade, that was Motorheads, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So we went back inside of the police station because we realized it was nighttime and the other two dudes didn't want to go out at night to drive back to Ashburn. So we slept in there overnight.
Right. So now you guys wake up. Damn, we told you, you're not a rooster.
Oh, damn it.
Fuck off with the rooster noises.
All right. Eat yourself a nice, healthy breakfast and then get on the road, you two.
All right. Thanks, man.
Hey, real quick. When you guys are driving back, you're going to pass the blockade, right? That used to be there.
Oh, shit. Oh, it used to be. Oh, fucking. Oh, cool, man. You guys took that down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, listen, I want you to leave your vest there.
You want me like a stat, or you want me like a statue somewhere?
No, just like let, maybe rip, if you can, cut piece, cut it into pieces, make it look like it was like shot up.
Yeah, you want it to be like a,
like a frame
scene.
Yes, I want to, it's a frame job. I want it to look like the horseman fucked up the motor, the blockade.
All right.
So on your way through, just chuck that bad boy and okay. just keep moving.
I got it. Yeah, I'll probably, so I'm assuming there's some bloody bodies left there, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right. I'll smear it all with blood and shit. And I'll like catch it on something that way. Cause like, I mean, I don't know how much these motorhead guys know about us, but like fucking we would never leave our vest behind if we were alive. So I'm assuming there's no corpse there I can put it on that doesn't have motorhead tattoos on it. So I'm just going to bloody it all up, tuck it under something somewhere. You know, it looks like somebody lost it in a scuffle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe just ruin part of it. Make it just look like it got cut or shot and then just leave it right. Scattered.
I can fuck with that. All right. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah, there should be a bunch of people that got blown up by a pipe bomb and a flamethrower.
Damn.
If you find one that's scorched enough that you can't see the body there, you could also put it there.
All right. We could always like use your cooking skills and burn somebody up a little bit. Oh, he's like, Dan's like, ooh.
You're part of the wrecking crew now. You don't get grossed out by things. Just go do it.
I'm the cook.
All right, good job, boys. We have something. We have Site 17 to go and steal.
Yes. Today's the day.
Today's the day. Yesterday it was tomorrow, but now today is the day.
Well, good luck, I guess. I mean, shit, takes. Maybe you guys can succeed where we fail. I mean, there's gonna be a good bit of dudes over there guarding over the place, but
Well, why would there be people guarding Site 17 if no one even knows what it is yet?
Well, I mean, Butch doesn't want anybody. Never about Butch. I'm Butch.
Yeah, Butch.
I don't know. Red's worried. You know, people have been seeing us go in there now. He doesn't want people going in there and fucking with it while we're not there.
People have been going in there, but you said you didn't know where it was.
I mean, no, we know where it is. But I don't know where it is exactly. I know the general area. But I mean, the people have been getting to like the doorway that, you know, not inside, but, you know, the door of the fucking outside of it. You know?
Well,
what I'm saying?
It doesn't matter. We're gonna go and bust the place down. So,
all right, cool, man.
That's
be careful.
That's the
I don't know what's in there.
Neither
you'll
do
find
we.
Out.
All right. Yes. Hopefully, we'll see you in Ashburn.
Yeah.
Someday.
Yeah. Cool. Right on. Good job.
All right. Bye. Come on, Dan. Let's go.
All right, IG. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm always fucking ready.
Cute.
So we hop in a car and we head to the west. West
to
of
the
Warren,
west.
Towards Newport.
Oh, fucking
clip clop, clip clop, clip clop, clip clop.
Horse noises.
I'm an Italian horse.
Okay. All right, so you guys are driving for a little while out that away, and then after about 25 miles of driving,
a long ways.
Yes, it's just a stretch of road pretty much through some shitty hilly desert. It's like at first it's like sort of grassy, like, you know, plains are like kind of sparse with grass and bushes and brush and shit, but they start getting like sandier, hillier shit area with like just like kind of like some of those little Joshua trees and shit poking around everywhere. Mm-hmm. And some occasional maybe a cacti or two here or there. You're pretty much heading due west the whole time, a little swerving here and there, and you know, but mostly west. And after that 25 miles, you see a gas station on the right. There's a big old faded sign with bullet holes in it. Says Oasis Filling Station. And that's what you see.
Is that all that we see?
But, yeah, there. I mean, if you keep going past, you see like there's like an old couple, probably maybe like their 50s. They're sitting outside the place.
Okay.
We are sitting on the map.
What's our gas tank?
It's not on the map. You bought gas from another guy, so you're probably fine.
Okay.
For a while.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we don't need to stop there. I guess we could see if there's any more supplies we could get, but I mean,
IG, what do you think? Should we just keep going?
I think we could just stop there and look, and if it doesn't seem very important, then we just drive on.
All right, I'll stay in the car and keep it running. You go head in.
Okay.
And I guess I just pull up off the side of the road or whatever, wherever it's close, and just let IG out.
All right. Clank, clank, clank.
So what does the place look like?
It's just like kind of like a pretty generic gas station in the middle of nowhere, basically. Not really much. There's like some old buildings around the area, but they're like all kind of like bombed out and no windows and shit. Nobody's in them and shit. But there's like a, you know, just a small, like probably two or three, four pumps maybe underneath like the little canopy over the gas station area. And there's a, you know, a 50-year-old-ish man, kind of graying hair and a woman sitting out there. The guy has a, and you can see at least the guy, he has a gun, like a rifle sitting over his lap. He's kind of sitting there. She's like fucking around with clothes or something maybe. And he's kind of watching you as you walk up the little ramp to get into the lot.
So this is not an abandoned place?
No. There's a couple people that we're working here. You see a big, sign like behind the guy. It says, "Gas, 5 gallon, $20."
Is the gas somewhere where it's good visible?
Not really. Not out here. You can't see any. No.
Then I'll want and try and thief some gas.
Oh my god. Did you start walking up into their site, or did you just get off the road and not go up there yet?
I want to try and sneak kind of around the place.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's coming.
And what's your face? Terrence, you just parked the car down the bottom, like the road outside of the area?
Well, no, wherever is like convenient to park.
Okay.
I mean, wherever, you know, nearby that I could just drop him off and let him go for a stroll to the store if that's you really six. Want to go.
Yeah, okay. So you start creeping around and I'm assuming you probably have the windows down too, Terrence. You guys both hear IG here a little bit more clearly because you're up there kind of sneaking around, but you hear the guy says, be careful, Ben. I'm going to see what this car's about down here parking. So he starts walking towards it. It's like the little, you're kind of like slightly, very like small embankment from the road up to where their little lot is. And there's like a little guardrail. And he comes, he goes to stand beside it. He's like, hey, he kind of levels his, he has his gun kind of not pointing at you, but he's kind of like holding it in both hands, like off to the side. He's like, what are you doing down there, fella?
What does this dude look like? He's pointing what at me? What kind of gun?
He's not pointing, he's like a rifle. He's not pointing at you. He's just like holding it like kind of like just like with both hands, like in front of him. Kind of casually, kind of, but like, you know, he looks like he could be ready to use if he needed to. But he's like, he's kind of darker skinned guy, sort of like tannish, brownish skin, graying hair, graying black hair. And he's wearing, you know, probably like a polo shirt, kind of old looking, some jeans.
And he's just kind of wrinkly his gun skin. Down at me.
He's not pointing at. He's
just, kind just of holding it.
Yeah. But he's like, what are you doing down there?
Is it against the fucking law to sit in a car?
No, he's making me a little nervous. He's parking down there. I don't know what's going on. And now that I'm seeing you up close, we don't want any trouble. We pay our dues to the motorheads.
Oh, right. Oh, this is embarrassing. Sorry. We're not with the motorheads. We just took their car.
Oh, thank Christ. Benny, they're not with the motorheads. Oh, thank Christ.
Oh no, you know, I've been meaning to get that painted over, but you know, I just I don't know, oh, I don't have any paint, so
still, I mean, yeah,
I use it on my son, so
okay. Do you need gas or something, or water?
I mean, if you got some Malter, then I'll take some. My son's already inside, I think, so well, at huh? least I think he got it. You didn't see him go in.
Yeah, I feel like you would have seen him sneaking around, but I guess okay, what? No, there's Benny. Anybody up there? There's a boy up here? No, there's no boy up here. Let me look inside. So, IG, where would you be? You snuck around the back of the place. You're inside.
Fuck. IG, where'd you go? I can't let you out of the car for 5 fucking minutes.
You can't see IG, and you didn't even notice he was sneaking around.
I thought he cleared it already. You can't see IG.
So you went in like a back door, and it's kind of like a small little convenience store kind of set up, and they have like a little it was probably like already there. It's kind of like one of those in like a bad neighborhood, like when the gas station has like kind of like a plexiglass like cage around the little counter where the guy brings up shit. They have that, and you by now you've seen that's what they have. Like, they have a couple, they have like probably 3 or 4 cans of gas, kind of the size ones you already had stashed back there.
Mm-hmm.
And so while they were talking, you could probably, if you wanted to, you could be trying to, it's like locked with a padlock on like a little door. You could probably be trying to get in there somewhere or other.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you have any sort of.
People don't notice me as I go in the building, right?
Yeah, they haven't noticed yet. This is probably right whenever the guy was like, hey, you hear him going like, hey, Benny, be careful. I'm going to go see what this car's about.
Okay.
He's walking down.
Then I'll try to grab some gas.
Okay.
You're going to steal?
Yes, that's what was my intention from the beginning.
He was sneaking
in
there.
This is just like when we played Divinity. You just can't help yourself. You just have to... Even when you get caught and get us in trouble, it's get out yourself.
So you're going to need to like do something to get like through the lock, though.
Okay.
So with your stealth, I'll say you're able to do everything you're doing here quietly, but...
My goodness.
I want to try and pick the lock.
Okay.
If the alarm goes off.
If you have thievery. Or whatever, I think thievery is a skill, right?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
I got an 18.
Jesus.
Yeah, so IG, holy like,
shitballs.
He reaches, he probably has like a go-go gadget. He like holds his hand up and he has like a little lockpick apparatus comes out of his hand and he's just like, zit, zit, zit. And it like, click, the padlock comes open and you get into the door. All right, so you can probably at least carry one of those quietly out of the place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to carry one.
All right, so right, you got one out. And then you hear, hey, is there a boy up there? She's like, no, look, check the shop. Is there a boy in there? I'll look around.
Hang on.
Then I quickly close the door and try to sneak out by the back door again.
He's not a little boy. He's a robot. You should see him.
Oh, shit, Benny, hold on. He's a robot, he says. A robot? What the hell?
She's like, tell Dad's looking for him.
She opens the door. did you like replace the door as you left that you opened up?
Yeah, I want to try and close it again.
All right, I'll make you roll one more stealth to see if you can do that quickly or as ably enough as you're going and quietly.
It's an 8.
Yeah, an 8, that's fine. Yeah, so you're able to close that door behind you, hear them. She's like, I'll check inside for a robot, I guess. And you sneak back out the back door you came in. She's like, hello, robot? Hello? I don't think there's anyone in here. Oscar?
Terrence gets out the car, slams the fucking door. So it's like... It's like trouncing up to the fucking store. IG, what are you doing? Where are you at?
Are you going to sneak back to the car and put the gas tank in there?
Is the other guy by our car? Or is he...
Did
he already went back?
If Terrence is walking up into the, like the up towards the gas station, he'll probably turn to follow Terrence and like see what's going on.
Oh, yeah. So they're all in the shop. So then I can sneak to the car.
Well, no, I'm not in the shop. I'm outside looking for
IG. They're looking at the shop. They're going up that way. So you can like probably sneak back there.
Yeah. Do one more sneak for me. Can I do a notice roll to find IG?
Oh, well, he only rolled a 4 on his sneak. So go ahead and roll a notice. I want it to be too high.
At the 17.
So you hear...
You can just see like my little lizard eyeball is just like slowly move from one side to the other. I'm like, motherfucker. And so I realize what he's doing, and I'm just like, yeah, let's go inside to see if he's in there. Maybe he wandered in, you didn't hear him.
Let's just use a basic enemy's notice roll to see if Oscar can notice that.
Fuck's sake.
I'll give him, he's probably got a 4. He's an old man.
Oh my goodness. Nope, he rolled 2 and a 3.
Alright, he's like, oh man, I guess what he's see. I don't think he's in there. Betty, did you say he's in there or not? No, he's not in here, Oscar, I swear.
Double check. He's sometimes when he holds perfectly still, it's kind of hard to see. So maybe go in there and double check.
All right. So Terrence, you can probably like watch as IG sneaks around in the car and he opens the trunk and he puts the gas can in there, closes it quietly.
Real sneakily.
And see if you want to come up IG, whatever you want to do now, you can do.
Hey guys, I'm here.
What the hell's going on? Where's it? He's down by the coast. Where's this road? What is going on here? What are you guys up to? What's happening?
I don't know. Sometime I thought he wanted to go and buy something, and then he wandered off apparently in the other direction when I wasn't looking.
I don't know. I don't know much about robots, but I feel like you got to get that guy's wiring.
Yeah, I just needed to leak some oil over there. So.
Oh shit! You should at least do a pan for us. We could probably use that.
That's oh, yeah, no, it's old oil. You don't want it.
It's used and not good anymore.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, you guys need anything while you're here? We got water. We got we got some assorted food items. You might want to if you want to munch.
I don't need anything. I'm good.
No, I'm yeah. You know, actually, you know what? Yeah, if you got any non-perishable snacks, that'd be good. Or at least snacks that don't really hurt you if you eat them past the expiration date.
There's a guy who lives out here in the desert. He brings us by some like snake and lizard and coyote and shit. He makes jerky out of it. So we got a couple of that. We got a little bit of that.
All right, that's fine. I'll buy a couple bags of that.
All right, man. Give me $5. I'll give you a couple bags of that stuff.
All right, you got a partner.
Now, here you go.
Excellent.
Thanks for the $5.
You're welcome for the
$5. Pleasure doing business today. We made a profit today, Benny. Can you believe it?
Wow.
We are not in the hole at all.
Wolf jerky.
Coyote, you ain't no wolf. You're eating coyote.
Oh, I said wolf jerky.
Nah, you got coyote and you got some snake.
It's a coyote jerky. That's my favorite movie. That's a sequel to Coyote Ugly. It's Coyote Jerky.
That's when they started getting real older and
All right, what's going on out this way? It's been a while since I've been out here. Anything new going on?
We've been seeing a lot of those biker assholes buzzing by. They stop by a couple of times, you know, being shitty as they always, you know, as they are. I try to pay them no mind though. Fucking less I know about what they're doing, the better. We haven't heard much from the buzzards lately. The vultures.
Where are the vultures?
They're leaders of buzzards. Oh, there's like some sort of like old radio station or something. I think they live out of up there. Ah. You say you're from around these parts?
Yeah, I used to live out this way a little while ago.
Oh,
it's been a while.
We never met you.
I lived above nice Newport.
I'll be above Newport. All right, I see. Well, nice to meet you. My name's Oscar. This here's Benita.
Ha! Yeah. Yeah, just for sake of your own safety, I'm not going to give you my name.
Fair enough, I guess. Yeah, guy that rides around in the motorhead car when he's on a motorhead, I guess that's fair.
Yeah, I just don't want anybody to know that you know me and that I know you, okay? So.
All right, that's fair, yeah. Just watch out for those biker dicks.
Oh, no, they better watch out for us. And on that note, I really must dash. We have business out this way, so see ya.
All right, well, good luck.
Yeah, bye. IG. Stay where I can see you.
You can see me.
You can see IG.
Get back to the car. Hey, listen, IG, if you're going to start stealing stuff, you need to tell me first.
I thought this was obvious. What else would we do here?
There's information gathering. You know, we could learn more about what's going on out this way. If you would have gotten caught, they probably wouldn't want to do business with us anymore, and we would have probably had to kill them.
Yes.
So maybe let's scheme a little first together before you go and steal from people who don't look like they have a penny to their name in the first place.
All right. Next time I'll talk to you.
Yeah, you know, just to be safe, you know? In case also maybe they're friends with somebody who's powerful and we don't know what kind of people we're dealing with. So maybe do more reconnaissance first and then we'll talk about stealing.
All right, yeah. But we do have some more gas now.
I saw that. Good job.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, son. Just keep me in the loop when you want to do things next time. That's all.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Shall we go and figure out where this Site 17 bullshit is?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's head towards Newport and then figure out a way from there.
Alrighty. Great. So you know, Clarence. Newport is about 20 more miles through the desert.
Okay.
So you drive that. Good thing you got that extra stolen thing of gas.
Yeah, we got some more gas. We can just chug a lug in there on the way.
And as you're driving there,
a random encounter.
There's a man on the side of the road. He looks like he's not had a drink in a long time.
I shoot him.
I'm just kidding. That was already happened. You already met Dan. So you both of you guys make a notice roll for me.
My passive notice is 6. Okay. Notice 7.
Batista.
10. DJ. 7 and DJ. 10, respectively.
Great. So you both see to the north of you, up in like the hillier area, you see like a glint of like sunlight on metal. And
can you be more specific?
Maybe IG with his little 10, he is seeing, he definitely feels like that could be a scope of like a gun, or perhaps maybe just a binocular, but like a scope potentially.
I will use my binoculars to look.
Okay, you can drive to a stop.
I think we're being watched.
I'm gonna take a look, IG. Hang on a second.
Do another notice. I'm not gonna make it get too high. I just want to see how well you can see through the binoculars of what you're seeing. 11. Okay, so you're like scoping in. You see it again. You're like, oh shit, there it is. And then you see for like a brief moment, you see like a gray metallic sort of head, and then it ducks away.
Hey, IG, you got any brothers and sisters out here?
Not that I know of, but that could be possible.
I mean, you're the...
I've out this way since I've lived out this way. I haven't seen any other metal people, have I?
No.
Okay.
Well, right, what did you see?
Well, it could be nothing, could be everything. Either somebody was wearing a very really shiny helmet, or there's another bipedal robot with a sniper rifle out there somewhere.
So it's dangerous, but also exciting.
Yeah, actually, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little excited, too. I was talking about having a robot army.
Oh, you had that thought, too?
Oh, wait.
Don't we?
Oh, shoot. I didn't mean to say that out loud. I'm sorry, son. I'm sorry. We should probably talk about it. I know this is probably a bad time to talk about it, but, I don't want you to think that I just only hang out with you because I want to have a robot army, but you inspired me to think, oh, it'd be cool if we had a robot army, but I was afraid to bring it up in front of you because I didn't want you to think bad stuff about me, IG.
Now I was thinking the same thing, that for brothers and sisters with us would be really cool.
Wait, so you'd be fine if we had a robot army?
Yes, that would be awesome.
What? Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's so great to know. I hear I was nervous to talk to you about it this whole time.
Say psych.
Say swear right now.
Say swear.
Swear.
Wow. Oh, wow. This is like such a revelation. I've been holding on to that for like a couple days now that I wanted to tell you. Ugh. So nice to get off my chest. It just kind of slipped out there, but I'm so glad that you said that.
Yeah.
Slipped out like a turd.
Oh, wow.
I had that thought in my mind for a couple of days.
Wow. We're on the same page, IG. I knew there was a reason I found you.
Well, okay, while you guys are having that nice conversation, while you're still sitting there, you start hearing like a whirring, like a...
What's it sound like? Like a generator?
Sort of like little propellers.
Propellers? Yeah. Oh, no shit. All right, I put the car in drive.
All right, to be continued, IG.
maybe you should check out what you saw up there.
Yeah, I'm going. Let's fucking go.
It's like it's not really any roadways clear up there. It's just like it's like on a hill, sort of like up a big, pretty big embankment and shit.
So there's road ahead of us, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if I hear some sort of whirring, I want to see if there's anything being disturbed.
Okay.
You know, any sand being kicked up, any leaves being blown. You know, I don't know what kind of fucking foliage we got out here, but if any.
Okay, so as you start driving again, both of you guys make a notice roll again as you're kind of like curiously.
14, baby!
Holy shit.
All the good notes rolls.
Alright, so I'll say with your 14, Terrence. Again, you're like you're kinda scanning the hills. I'll say once again you catch like a glint of like metal reflecting light again up in the hills, and then you also look back, and this is on both of you guys, so you're looking around, and then I'll say, IG, you look back out the rearview mirror, and Terrence, you just look in the IG, you look back out the rear window, and Terrence, you look in the rearview mirror, and you both see, as you're driving away, there's like, kind of following you now, there's a little black drone flying through the air.
How big of a when you say little black drone, how?
It's probably like, you could hold it like in your arms, it's like, you know, probably like, at least 2 feet long, maybe a foot wide.
And it's behind us.
How far in the air is it?
It's probably like maybe 10 feet, maybe a little more than that up. It was like, it looks like it was like kind of like zoning in on you, then you drove off and you're just kind of like, ah, shit, following you now.
Then I will keep driving.
nope. Nope.
I want to see how far this fucker will follow us.
I'm assuming you probably slowed down a little bit when you were like scanning. So I'm guessing you're gonna pick up a little bit and drive off now.
Yeah, I'm gonna press the gas a little more just to see.
Do you think I should shoot it?
I think as a person of higher intelligence, I think Terrence wants to gather data on what the range of this thing is. So he's gonna move a little more to see if it runs out of range or if it has to turn back, or if anything, if it is a threat. To see if it is a threat and it's with that thing I saw, I'm dividing them then.
Okay. As you start pulling away, you see it starts going a little higher in the sky. It's still following along after you. It's maybe might be like losing you a little bit, but it goes higher up in the sky now to kind of it was probably like getting 30, 40 feet in the air now.
Maybe this thing belongs to Site 17.
I don't know.
Maybe we are close to it.
We haven't made it to Newport yet.
It said somewhere around Newport, not at Newport.
It said southwest of Newport, right?
Yeah.
So we gotta get to Newport and then go southwest of it.
Okay. I'm bad with directions.
That's okay. You're good with a lot of other things.
Yes.
You did a great job today interrogating, by the way. I'm so proud of you. We're gonna get you a tattoo for it when we get more paint.
A tattoo of two people talking with wide open mouths.
Yes, like they're gonna kiss.
Yes.
I don't know if we should keep dealing with this thing. Is it gonna keep following us? Because we kind of have a job to do. But something's clearly tracking us, and that could bode not so well for us if we get to Site 17, not knowing what the hell this is.
Like I said, I could try to shoot it.
You could, but we don't know if what's following us is friendly or... or foe, Lee.
Yeah.
Is it Willem Dafoe or Willem Dafoe? We don't know.
All right, I put the car in park. I stopped and put it in park.
All right. I would say probably as it got higher, you kind of couldn't see it through your... it's like obscured by the roof, but you could probably still see it. If you looked at like the mirror, you could probably like duck down and kind of or angle your mirror, the side mirrors, and see it like floating above you.
I'm going to get out.
Okay.
IG, I'm going to take a quick look up, see where the hell this thing went.
Okay.
I'm gonna get up and kind of like crouch because I don't know what we're dealing with. So I'm gonna like crouch around the other side of the car, and just kind of like look up to see if I can see where this thing went.
Okay.
And then just that way, also have some cover in case whatever it is that's following us is a foe. Is one of the foe.
Okay, that's fine. So you see, it kind of like gets up to you guys a little bit, but it hangs back a little bit, but still it's like covering up like 40 feet in the air or so. And you see, kind of like in the front of it, there's like a little small little blue light, kind of like looks like it's kind of almost like it's like a little a socket, kind of like looking like it's, you can see it like for a second it kind of turns away from you, turns downwards, and you kind of like see it disappear because as it looks a different way, it's kind of like looking around sort of.
Would Terrence have dealt with drone technology before?
He probably knows it exists.
There's a little man in there. Could I do? I don't know if it would be common knowledge because, like, I don't think some of this would be common knowledge. But Could I convince you to let me roll repair specifically about, since it's like based on electronics and my mechanics, could I convince you that I can roll a repair to see what the fuck I know and if I've worked on anything like it before?
Sure.
Specifically, like, I want to know what I know about the circuitry and whatnot and how they work.
I was gonna say, I imagine even if you had any, probably, if nothing else, you could look at it and see with your knowledge of things, you could be able to...
That's a fiver on both sides.
Okay. So what you're trying to see,
what Terrence is trying to understand is how far away this thing can get from whatever. Because, like, I think he would know that something has to control the drone. Someone or something
right.
has to pilot it, right? So I think he's trying to figure out if he knows, like, how far, like, typical range is. Because I think he's also trying to glean where he can look for where the driver is.
I'll say you definitely, with a five, I'll say you probably don't know the exact range, especially since you couldn't really guess it might vary between different items, different things or whatever, but you definitely know whatever is controlling it, or is, you know, whatever is probably near, not super nearby, but it's still probably, like, following along after you guys as well, and, you would also, you probably are... assuming that whatever little light is in front of it is probably like scanning at you guys and like looking at you guys and shit.
Sure. IG.
Yes.
Can you scan the horizon behind us and to the side of us to see if you can see anything moving that
right.
might look like it's controlling this thing?
Yeah.
Because I assume that whatever or whomever it is has to stop to control this thing so they can't do much else. And maybe we can catch them while they're holding still.
Yeah. So
right, I'm just gonna keep my eye on the drone while he's doing that.
Take out my sniper rifle and look through it and see if I can see anything.
All right, are you staying sitting in the car? Or are you pointing your?
I know outside the car.
Okay, outside the car. Okay. All right, so roll your notice.
Notice 12.
Oh,
nice.
Holy shit! All right, so as you're doing that and as you're watching the drone, Terrence, it sort of like picks up and like just buzzes off away. Back up towards the hills, obviously.
Up kind towards of, the hills, okay.
Yeah. And it kind of goes a little bit back the direction from which you just came, but like up, also up towards the hills, so it's kind of doing northeast. IG, you're sort of scoping over the hillside and whatnot, and you catch just a sight of like a little piece of like something that doesn't like look quite like it matches to like the hillside. Like there's nothing's moving up there. Nothing's like really like too obvious. But you just see like a slight little piece of like metal that you think, oh, that's out of place. Like a little gray thing sticking out up there in the midst of all the brown and the dirt.
So
that's a little more above you. It's not, the drone's kind of flying a little bit away from that. And then as you probably see that, and you probably take your gun down, I guess, to tell Terrence the drone starts kind of going lower up into the hills somewhere.
Yeah. I can't quite say for sure, but I think up there in the hills, I think I've seen something there.
What is it?
I don't quite know. It doesn't really... I didn't really see anyone, but something seems off over there.
How accurate are you feeling with your shots right now, IG?
I always feel accurate.
How you feeling about shooting down that fucking drone?
I'm feeling pretty good about that.
I can hear it clicking right now.
Sorry, I was this whole time I was like, I don't want to make this thing do any rolls, whatever, and blow like its name being on the fucking screen. I was like, I'll just put ?, like it's a video game when you don't know who's after you or what's coming after you. Excellent.
Isn't there a way to do a secret roll in here? Probably.
There might be. That's the whole thing.
It's probably like slash GM roll. I don't know.
I don't know. It's too rich for my blood.
Shoot it, IG. Take it down.
I'll aim at it and I shoot.
All right, so just as you glass your scope up there, you also see a flash from its own scope. Oh, it fucked it.
From the machine scope or from the
what was that, Adrian?
Is it coming from the machine or from the mountains, where you said?
From where you were shooting at the mountain, like wherever you saw up there.
Okay.
You hear like a... Well, I mean, it probably conflicts with your gun. You probably hear both your shots, and then you just hear, like, past you guys, you hear a whistling of a bullet fucking going off into nowhere.
Are you shooting the drone? Yeah, you're shooting the drone.
Okay. Cool.
So as he was shooting the drone, that thing was shooting at us.
I'll say even with 7.8 negative, I'd give it. You still managed to get the mark to hit it. So yeah, do your damage on your shooty at the drone.
Hey, shooty at the drone.
Yeah. Wowie.
Holy fuck! 13. Yeah, you hit that thing. Yes. It's like it's starting to lower into the hills, like away from where the spot that you saw, Adrian, that just shot from you too, which you very clearly know now that it shot. You know that's where the shot came from. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. And yeah, anyway, so you shoot the fucking drone as it was lowering down, trying to probably throw you off from where the operator was. And you fucking nail that thing and fucking parts to go flying everywhere. It starts like it spins out of the fucking sky and lands in the fucking hillside somewhere.
Oh, once we deal with whoever the fuck this is, I'm taking that thing.
Why don't we take this thing right now?
Because it's not anywhere near us. And I'm not gonna go looting while there's still something with a gun shooting at us.
So you guys are talking Marinus right now? Man, this thing sucks!
Well, I'm on the other side of the... Well, I'm in cover if it makes any difference. I'm literally on the other side of the car. Like, full cover.
So a shot hits the car on that, like a IG side. Shit? The hillside side.
Yeah, IG's on the other side of the car. I'm on the end that's away from it.
Like, so yeah, the back passenger door to your right, IG, gets a hole through it.
I want to try and jump into cover.
Okay. Where are you cover at? There's like the hill. You could potentially lay down on the hill in front of you and look up, but it might make it harder for you to hit them, or you could jump behind the car where on the other side where Terrence is.
Yeah, I want to jump behind the car. Okay. And then try to shoot at where the shot was coming from.
Alright. Do a shooty McShooterton. And this the second shot you say it was a little bit further to the east behind the opposite direction you guys just came from along the hillside.
Yeah, what would you call if I'm ducked behind a car, there's light cover, medium, heavy, and near total cover.
I would just depend if you're duck the whole way behind it from the angle he's at, the attacker's at, you would probably be full cover.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it'd be -8 to attacks against me as long as I'm in it.
Yeah. But if you stand up, it's like half.
Then it's like heavy, it's medium or heavy depending on where I'm at in the car. But I can't fucking shoot him with a shotgun from here.
I'm going to say you shoot up that way, IG, and you see just a dust cloud pop up where your bullet lands up in the hillside.
But that's what I get for bringing a shotgun to a sniper fight. Fuck.
Yes. should I roll damage?
You should not.
Okay.
I don't know if you hit anything. You could roll your damage, but just so.
I mean, he said there's smoke, so I assume the smoke is coming from what I hit.
No, that's what I was trying to say. That's a dust cloud, a brown dust of dirt from the hillside.
Oh, dust cloud, okay.
Yeah, dust cloud.
So yeah, it just lands in the your bullet shoots into the.
How far away can I get a general idea of like where we saw the glints and where IG shot at? Like, can I get an idea of roughly how far it is?
It's probably like, probably 20 feet up the hill, maybe.
Oh, is that it?
Or 20, oh, 30,
it was farther up than that.
He's a decent distance.
How much are 20 feet in meters?
Whatever's acceptable, sniper range. He's a good ways up. He's like maybe not 20, maybe like a half a football field.
So like 50 yards.
Yeah. I don't know my distances. Okay. This is my kryptonite as a GM. I don't know
distances.
So 50 very well.
50 yards is 150 feet. So yeah, I don't know what that is in meters, but
it's a good ways. It's a good clip.
But if it's a football field, then I can picture roughly how far this is.
Okay. So,
Olympic size pool, half of that.
What kind of cover system we got going here? Is there anything between us and whatever that is?
Like I was saying, Adrian, there's a guardrail kind of, I guess it's not really being a weak guardrail. There's kind of like a slope of like a rocky slope. There's probably some points where it's like kind of steeper. You could kind of like duck behind that, but you wouldn't be able to shoot up very easily from there, but you could at least hide. There's like sort of, fuck you, guys driving down the other highway in the desert. There's probably like some points where like the ground's kind of like got cuts in it where like water runoff is going. Like there's like probably places where you could kind of scramble up and be kind of in cover if you wanted to scramble up. It doesn't go exactly where you last saw the thing shooting from, but
what's down the road
ahead of you?
Yeah,
probably like just, you know, some generic spots here and there of like old buildings and shit that probably are abandoned and shit like that.
What I'm considering to do is get back in a car and drive out of range of this thing's gun and force it to move. What I'm thinking about is I'm trying to get an idea of like the terrain. Like, is there still a lot of high terrain that this thing can move from that like we're still always going to be shot down upon? Or like, is there any point where like the hills start to flatten a bit farther down the road?
Yeah, there's probably a point like further on where it sort of isn't as high, because you're the point where like the mountains to the north of you guys are highest is near back where like the horsemen, where their little HQ is. So you're kind of like going along the westward degrading of the hills and shit, so like at certain points start getting lower.
Then I'd have to go back and get that fucking drone that I want. Shit.
How far away is the drone drop from where I am?
It's almost as far up as the shooter was, but a little further back east.
Man, I want that so bad. I have an idea, but at that point, if I'm up there, I might as well just fucking fight it.
How about you do it like this? I give you cover and you try to run up there.
All right, sounds good. That sounds good. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to wait for IG to start laying down some cover fire.
Okay.
There is a mechanic for that. I just forget what it is.
There might have been a mechanic like that, cover fire.
There definitely is one. I just don't remember what it is. But where you can like lay down fire to like either suppress them from doing things or to like help somebody else do something. I can't remember what it is, though. Called suppressive fire. There it is. Attacker places a medium blast template and makes a shooting roll. Each target hit by the attack is distracted or hit for damage with a raise upon the weapon's rate of fire. Okay, so it doesn't work the way I want it to, but maybe you can still shoot. And if you're just laying suppressive fire to at least land a hit, maybe not damage, like then that'll just cause a distraction instead of,
and if I shoot he won't stick his head out.
Right. Well, that's kind of the point, is if you... So maybe do that. Okay, so yeah. I'll wait for him to start laying down fire.
So I'm shooting.
Yeah. Okay. It's a fiver.
Yeah. I'm trying to read it myself here. So what does it fucking do? Success means they're distracted.
By the attack is distracted or hit for damage with a raise. So he's just rolling a suppressive fire roll. So, like, if that passes its parry, then... it's distracted, and if it's on a raise and it gets hurt, but if he's just if it doesn't hit, then doesn't hit, you know, then doesn't do anything.
Right. Okay, I'll say that five. He's definitely shooting up in that area.
Hmm.
Okay. And you can hope that it's having its effect that you want it to have.
Okay. I would like to do a thing. While he's shooting, I am going to make a dive to, like, I'm going to make a hard sprint to like a little crevice or something that will let me kind of duck and cover while IG's firing.
Okay. Let's say do athletics. Roll.
All right. Athletics. That's a five on both sides again.
All right. Yeah. You hustle over there to a little little cut in the hillside.
Do an illicit run.
A little lizard run. All right.
Actually, you get to a point where like there's a little like one of those little drainage things on the side of the road that goes through a tube to the other side, and it's kind of like a deep little area by the roadside you can get into and scoot up.
I'm gonna press my little lizard body against the ground the best I can and just start like snaking my way up the hill.
roll stealth.
Yep. That's a fiver. It's a fiver.
All right. That's fair.
I'm just moving real slow. I don't know if you've ever seen how Solid Snake in Metal Gear Solid 4, or is it 3? 4. Like, you can do his really, really slow crawl where he does the, like, a weird, like, worm move. But I'm doing that, like, real fucking slow. Just look like a magic carpet, but as a lizard fucking moving my way real slowly at the fucking thing.
I yell to hurry, you need to go fast.
Also, Adrian, don't forget, I think... What? Three times, so you shot three bullets.
I decrease a bullet every time I shot.
Okay, very good, very good. What a good fella. He's creeping up there. I'm keep shooting some more suppressive shots up there.
Yep.
To distract. All right, do another shoot roll. Holy shit! So you're shooting.
It's a 10 for the listeners at home because they can't see it.
Yeah, 10.
Ben 10. I'm shooting Ben 10.
That's raise again. I forgot raise. Raise is above the toughness, right?
A raise is every 4 above the
mark, which for shooting is 4 or whatever.
Well, yes, with 4, yes, you're right. It wouldn't be their parry. It would be their
plus or minus any bonuses. Let's say here.
Yeah, so, well, plus or minus any bonuses is just you take that off before they shoot, so.
Yeah.
So if that's a hit, then he has to roll his damage. Which is a hit, because he rolled a 4. Above a 4.
But that's also cover.
Yeah.
Well, he already had to factor that in before, you know, but still, a 4 is a 4 is a 4. Like, he has to give you the negatives before you shoot.
True, yeah.
Yeah, you hear.
That's why I was saying, like, if I'm in full cover, you have to subtract 8 from a shot against me.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So he needs to tell you that there's a negative, you know, before you can, so that way you know what your actual hit is. Right. Because either way, 4 is the number to hit.
Yeah, I'll give you one of your bullets. You hear a ping, and roll damage.
Yay! So, well, before you do that, were you rolling to suppress or rolling to hit?
My I'm going to suppress, pain. But in the suppress thing it says, I think a raise hits.
Right, a raise does hit, right, that's why I was asking. Okay. Okay. You hit. Holy shit!
No bonus thing. Holy fuck!
He rolled an 8 plus 5 plus 8 plus 6. That's 30, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fucking 30. Dude, he must have obliterated that thing or fucked it up real good.
You see,
damage bonus. That's 32 damage.
You see, fucking
holy fuck.
Chunks. You see, like, a couple chunks of metal fly out of the fucking, like, the weeds up there, Adrian. Like a little piece of, like, a fucking a metal armor. Like,
I think I got him.
I was trying to suppress, but I accidentally shot him. Is that okay, Dad?
Wow. Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
Do I see that fucking metal flying up in the air?
Yeah, that's what you do.
All right, I just sprint up at this point. Fuck Sneak, I'm just gonna run. If I see that, his bell's gotta be rung at this point.
Okay.
So I just sprint towards him.
You get up that spot, you hear like a little, like sort of metal, like clicking and like grinding, rotating sounds. And are you gonna like try and get close to it in any sort of careful way, or are you gonna keep running up at it?
No, I'm just gonna, like, I'm gonna start firing my shotgun where I saw the metal fly out.
Okay.
Also, I want to run towards the thing as well.
Alright, you're gonna run up the hill? Okay.
Yeah. Holy fuck, 30. What would that have done to me if I got hit with a 30?
You're dead.
Dude, because I have a toughness of 12.
Oh, okay.
So a 30. Well, I mean, I might, because it's every 4 above, so fucking.
Right,
a lot of 4s above my toughness. I would be dead. This thing must have fucking toughness real high or a shit ton of wounds it can take. That's why I'm thinking, like, boy, if he chunked that thing, if that many chunks flew up in the air, I gotta take advantage because it's gotta be hurt.
You're not going to get seeing anything. You're just gonna fire into like where you thought it was.
Yeah,
I didn't
wait to see anything. Okay. I'm just gonna fire in that direction. I'm gonna also lay down suppressive fire on it. Mr. Rubens! That's a 22. So
this thing is so dead.
I'm gonna fire where the metal was, like, whatever, but, you know, you can give me whatever minuses you want, but I'm firing where I saw it. I mean, again, like, I can't imagine that fucking thing moved that quickly if it just got chunked that bad.
No, so you pepper that general area, roll some damage.
Yeah, I'm peppering. Although we all know that I'm very good at rolling shit damage on my gun.
Well, put some peppers in your shotgun and then fight it.
That's a 17 with a bonus damage of 1. The 18.
Yeah, you hear fucking, you just hear a bunch of BBs ripping through metal and like tubing. You hear, like a fucking bunch of like air leaking out of some shit or something.
Cool.
you hear like a and as you're. What did you just one shot?
Yeah, I was just. Well, technically, I was shooting a couple shots in there, but I was just. I can roll for another one if you want. Like technically.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to. How many bullets does that thing carry?
How many? Shells. Well, I don't know how many it carries.
Reload it.
I don't know. I don't know actually.
Oh, anyway, as you're leveling your gun back from like the little bit of recoil, you see this fucking.
That's a good question. I need to figure that out. I don't know.
You see a sort of a, basically like a metal fucking like helmet looking thing coming like a, just this, like a round, thing with a central, sort of optical eye hole thing on it and sort of like plating on the round it.
Like IG?
It's not quite like IG, a little more advanced looking than IG. It's sort of propelling. It's basically a robot head, and it's starting to like propel away from the area.
So there's a body. As I can see a body.
Yeah.
And the head is trying to fly away.
I'm gonna look at the body.
Why don't you try to catch the head?
I have a shotgun. I have a fucking shotgun. I'm gonna catch it. Bird that thing out the air. Yeah, I think as it flies away, I'm just gonna like kneel down towards the body and examine it.
Okay.
I mean, does the thing look like it's leaving, or that it's like doing like the drone?
Yeah, that's fucking off. It's if you're not doing anything to it, unless Adrian wants to take a pot shot at it.
Can I try and shoot it?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't try to shoot it. I'm more interested in the technology left behind.
-3 on it being a small little. Hit in the sky, but yeah,
and it's really far away.
Yeah, you're chugging up the hill. Mine's okay. 5 is that's still
it's
a
still
hit.
It's still a hit. It's still a hit.
That's good.
So roll your damage.
Jesus Christ.
yeah, you nail it. It's like, and it goes clattering to the ground a little bit away from where Terrence was. And Terrence, why don't you roll a notice for me?
This is Justin's fucking nightmare.
I thought this thing was going to be so cool and it fucking sucked. It's fine. It's still an interesting situation.
I keep rolling double fives on my notice.
All right. So as you're sitting there, you're looking at it and you're looking up at that thing that Aiden just shot down, or IG just shot down. You're looking at this body of this thing and you hear like a slight little like,
oh man! IG, we gotta go.
So why don't you roll on athletics to?
Oh man! Fuck! Oh, it's a 4. That's a minor. That's a regular success.
All right, regular success. All right, yeah,
IG, run!
You jump out. IG's probably far enough away. He's fine. You jump down the hillside. You slide down away, and it just fucking boom erupts up where you just were.
Ah, fuck it. Ah.
little chunks of like burning plastic and metal fucking like roll down the hill after you.
I try to cover myself from any debris with my hands.
Oh yeah, yeah. A little thing hit clacks off your metal arm. Clack.
IG.
What's happening?
IG. I hate the rest of your family.
What do you mean by my family?
It tried to blow me up. Is there any more left around here?
I don't know, but we should try and pick up the drone and the head to see if he can do anything.
Drone. Thank fuck, I'm going to go get that thing. I earned it.
So you're walking
you get the drone, I'll get the head.
Well, I don't know where the head is. It was pretty far away when you shot it.
I actually probably saw where it fell. He shot at it.
Yeah, I shouldn't know where it is because I saw it land.
Well, go see what's left of the body. I want to know what the hell this thing is.
You both got to wander around a little bit to find the shit you're looking for anyway, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're well away from where the drone fell, and you're looking for a little head in the weeds.
Oh, am I well away from the drone fell? I thought you said it was up near where the body was. I went up. I was shooting where the body was.
I mean, it was a little bit off. You're like super far away, but like you.
Okay, yeah, because I'd be after the body blew me. Other than again, I don't know where the fuck anything went after things blew up. So
yeah.
You have a rough idea where the drone fell, but it's like a little bit off further down the back along the road.
Well, I'm gonna go get that. That's probably the most intact thing that we have until we get the head. So.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go grab that bad boy.
I'll say it probably takes IG. He walks over, he finds like the little, there's like a mangled head, like a big chunk that's out of like a side of it, and it's like sparking. And as you bend down over IG, you hear like a
brother, why must they make us fight?
And then it goes,
and it goes, I'm an invisible. Yeah, I'm a ball that shoots a gun.
It's like, motherfucker.
I have a gun in my mouth, brother.
He has a mouth gun. Ah, IG, we've got to get you one of those. Does IG have a mouth?
IG does not have a mouth.
Okay. He's just a big eyeball? Okay.
Can I do a hacking roll to see if I can get any data from the head?
Yeah, pull out your an interface cord.
Yes.
Do you have a hacking roll?
I have a hacking roll. I got it with my level up. Yeah.
Oh man, I was just thinking about that too. How if I got the drone, I wanted to hack it, and then I realized I don't have hacking. I was like, fuck, I gotta get that.
Yeah, roll a hack.
No, whoa, shit. Whoa, buddy. Dude, we're fucking critting like crazy on this.
We really do.
I'm gonna say you jack into like a little port in its thing that luckily you didn't destroy, and you just start downloading information off his brain.
Yes.
Oh man, jacking in.
A little further what down the side, Harris. Probably a lot of things. We'll talk about that.
Okay,
next episode.
Stay tuned. To make notes.
But yeah, and then turns you go and you probably find like the mangled remains of the drone has like a little hole through it.
Is there any logo on it or serial number or company or anything like that?
Not that you can see, it's just a black drone.
Does it look like very, it's very freshly stealth. Painted?
No.
Does it look newer? It
doesn't look old, but it's not like brand new or anything.
Okay.
It looks maintained is what I should say.
There's a camera on it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to pick up what I can anyway, but I wouldn't specifically, I'm looking to learn. See if I can repurpose this thing for myself.
Yeah, you got it. It's like mangled a little corpse and like, a couple of chunks that fell off it that you think, oh, maybe this has some.
Does it look like it ice. Has, does it look like it has a data bank, like a hard drive in it?
Why don't you do a repair look as you're looking at it?
Seven.
I
just want to see if it relays information strictly back to one unit or if it like saves information as well.
It looks like as you're looking at it and from what little quick glimpse you got of the thing that was up in the hill, the robot body that you saw, it looks like it has a sort of like a point where it could attach to something. Like maybe it was attached to the robot that you just destroyed. And as far as just looking at it from here, you can't tell for sure what all it connects to, but you definitely assume that or even can tell probably from your knowledge of technology that it was probably at least connected via what it was seeing to the robot you fought.
Right, but I guess what I'm trying to make sure of is like, are you trying to say that the information that it takes goes to where it plugs into? Because then like kind of like a network, or is it more like this thing is a USB port and it has to plug into that thing so it can get the data from the USB port.
No, it doesn't look like it plugs into him to send him. It just looks like it like connects to him like hardware, not hardware, but like mechanically to him, not like as far as sending any information. I would say you probably have to take it and tear it apart and see how it sends its information and where it sends it to.
Okay, yeah, because I was trying to figure out if it had like if it had local data on it or something.
Yeah.
Or if it was just a live feed. Okay. Well, good. Then I will pick that up and I will take it down to the car. So I can study it some more when I am in a more relaxed mood.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys meet back down at the car with your pieces of garbage.
Did he get the head?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, Dad, I have a head.
Did you grab any of the rest of the pieces that flew out? Because I'm gonna use that shit to graft it onto you, IG.
No, I only grabbed half.
Well, let's go get the rest of it. Whatever we can find, I'm gonna use it to build you bigger, badder, and better, son.
Oh yes, that sounds great.
Hell yeah.
I'll send you a car.
Good already.